The displacement mechanism is an exciting new construct that may explain why overweight people are so pushed to overeat, then regret it, and why obesity is so difficult to control, as well as many addictions. Displacement behavior is irrepressible, out of context behavior, behavior that is inappropriate for the situation at hand. It is exhibited by all animals, mammals, reptiles, birds, fish, even fruit flies, and including humans. When situations arise that the animal cannot readily face, yet cannot avoid. For example, when threatened by a predator, a bird will inappropriately preen its feathers when trying to choose between fight or flight. Displacement behavior represents a normal adaptive mechanism in the brains of animals, but in some cases it seems to go rogue and become destructive. For example, licking their paws is a normal grooming displacement behavior in dogs. However, socially isolated dogs may lick their paws raw as displacement behavior gone off the rails. Feeding also may become a maladaptive displacement behavior. For example, sheep, when threatened by a predator, will graze as displacement behavior despite the danger. Nail biting and hair pulling are examples of destructive displacement behavior in humans. And we hypothesize that eating addiction and obesity are also destructive examples. The displacement mechanism is thought to derive from mutually opposing drives that are stuck in equilibrium, like fight versus flight, or facing a difficult life situation versus running away from it. Energy builds up in the brain to commit to one of the other opposing drives, and the excess brain energy is rechanneled or displaced to another drive, like the grooming drive or the feeding drive. Thus, an intervention for eating addiction and obesity might consist of getting the opposing drives out of equilibrium, such as taking measures either to face a problem or escape from it. The displacement mechanism is triggered by sensory cues. Initially, a specific sensory cue or stimulus, like food tastes, suggests to the brain that the particular behavior or drive, for example, feeding, associated with the cue, might be used as a displacement behavior to deal with problem stressors and thwarting and overflow brain energy. The brain then appears to lock on to the respective drive, for example, the feeding drive, and henceforth similar cues trigger the displacement mechanism to activate that drive in stressful situations. This process seems to be self-reinforcing, even to a point of no return, or apparently no return. We have developed an obesity intervention based on the displacement mechanism construct, implemented as a smartphone app. We have trialed this intervention in a subgroup of 37 participants ages 14 to 18, mean BMI 38.1, who were part of a much larger obesity intervention study. Participants in this displacement subgroup identified life situations they could neither face nor avoid or that were thwarting, and developed action plans to address each one. The majority, 70%, of the displacement subgroup used the core dread list feature to input a total of 90 individual problem stressors fueling displacement-based overeating, coupled with 161 corresponding problem-solving action plans, as summarized in Table 1 on this poster. Also, it may be possible for the individual to rechannel the overflow brain mental energy to a non-destructive drive or behavior, such as deep breathing. An extremely interesting finding of this trial was that sensitivity to cues or triggers appeared to decrease if displacement sources were addressed by action plans. An example was a 20-year-old female, 5 foot 9 inches tall and 187 pounds. Before leaving work each day, she would identify the difficult situations in her life and create an action plan to deal with each one. After doing so, she was surprised that when driving home past McDonald's and Taco Bell, she no longer was tempted to stop and binge. Results of this trial suggest that the displacement intervention is acceptable to obese young people, and implementation via a mobile phone platform is feasible. With the displacement mechanism intervention, participants do not have to try to resist overeating. Dealing with the problematic situations in their life should theoretically stop their overeating on its own without struggling or relying on willpower, and provide subjects with believable hope that they can control their weight. In conclusion, reconceptualization of obesity and eating addiction as displacement behavior may be warranted and treated accordingly. Thank you for your attention.